Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Greetings, adventurers. Today we're excited to introduce you to a new story, Dark Dice, a horror podcast that blurs the line between actual play and audio drama, where the story is determined by the roll of the dice. Six adventurers embark on a journey into the ruinous domain of the Nameless God. They will never be the same again. One of the players is not what they seem after a doppelganger, a creature that can assume the form and voice of whatever it kills, infiltrates the team. As the players are picked off and replaced one at a time, can they figure out who the monster is before it's too late? Can you? Here's a quick example of what our show sounds like.
The shambler with the jar of liquid inside of him.
Soren Arkwright let loose an arrow that cracked the glass, passing through the spine of the creature. The shambler still managed to maintain its forward momentum, but stumbled as it eagerly tried to bite and swipe at Soren, landing near his feet.
As Jeff Goldblum has now joined our cast, Dark Dice is available however you listen to podcasts.
Welcome back, friends, to the Lucky Die. Previously, Violet frees an angel from her bonds. Raal persuades a friend to see sense, and Zoltana smashes her enemies across a room. The group come up against a chained angel surrounded by a small force of undead, and after freeing her from her chains, the angel returns the group to Falstein with a shield and knowledge that a god has died. Where will our heroes find themselves in Falstein? Will they be able to find clues as to Adet's whereabouts? And can they help close the portal formed by the death of Savras? I guess we're about to find out. Welcome back to the Lucky Die. You find yourself in a room. You and Caden appear in this room at exactly the same time. It's not a room you've been to before. The ground, there is a very large blue rune, which is almost the entirety of this room. And ahead, you can see that there is a door. It's not dark in here. There seems to be some luminescence coming from above your head. But that's the room you're in.
I'm going to look up, what is the light coming from?
The light is coming from a couple of small floating light balls, as if light spell.
And the rune on the floor?
Take an arcana check.
I will do that. 11.
It looks like some sort of magical rune.
Yep, that is magic.
However, from the limited knowledge that you have of arcana, since it's not exactly your specialty... Mm-hmm. You are aware that this is probably some sort of teleportation rune.
But perhaps
we should try the door. Where are the others?
Well, I'm assuming they'll be along shortly. I would hope.
You see Caden close his eyes and his body goes completely still. And then he opens his eyes and says,
So Zoltana's on her way, and Rael's still there.
Hmm.
And then you hear, or you see, Zoltana appear. You see a series of small glowing lights that coalesce into a small dwarven form, and standing before you is Zoltana.
Oh, there you are.
She, grunts at you.
Where's Rael?
Nah, probably still back in the room talking to the angel lady.
Hmm. Should we wait for him then?
Yeah.
I think he's coming. And then you see a series of small lights create the form of a tall dragonborn, and then Rael is standing before you. I just knew.
Weird.
Could sense it.
It's the whole mental tracking thing, I'm sure.
Yeah, but I couldn't, sense him coming. I couldn't, right?
No, you could not.
Okay.
Well, that's Caden's thing and not ours.
Caden, pulls aside, the top of his shirt, and he shows you the rune that he has above his heart, three circles entwined into a larger circle. It's the rune that you all have.
Mm-hmm.
And he taps it. I think it's to do with this. But perhaps we should try the door. I don't know where we are, but I assume we're back in Falsum.
I would assume so as well. Zoltana, Lord of the Doors.
Zoltana walks up and opens the door.
As you open the door, it opens outwards. You find yourself in a kind of a bit like an anteroom. And you can see a much larger room on the other side. You can see in this room that there are kind of chalkboards, slate boards. You can see chalks magically being lifted in the air and moving around and making various sums. You can see that there are various tables here laden with scrolls and books. You can see the figure of Demi walking from side to side, thinking to herself. You notice that her hair is returned back to red as she normally is and not like the frazzled black as it was before. That's all you can really see from here.
Hey, yo, Demi.
Hi. Welcome back. How did it go? Come on. But yeah, oh, sorry. And you see her kind of like pretend to sneak, and you see her like her non-shoed feet just like making virtually no sound on this ground as she walks across, like, oh, sorry, I've got to say that Kythia is sleeping, so probably much better if we don't make too much noise, but oh my God, you have it. You have it, right? And she looks at Balance.
Balance holds up the shield.
Oh my God, may I? I should totally have this. You should give this to me, and I need to find out what it is, because, oh my gosh, I found out such amazing things about this shield. It's called knowledge, right?
Yes, if you wouldn't mind just giving it back when you're done.
Well, I'm not sure I can do that, because this needs to go to a certain place. I figured out a thing about the mirror room. Come, quick. And she grabs you by the wrist. Where is the shield on you?
Balance probably would have strapped it onto his arm, just for safekeeping.
Okay. I'll bear that in mind. She grabs you by the non-shielded arm and she pulls you into the room. And you can see that as you go into this room, from this side, now you're inside the room, you pretty much recognize this as the room that you were standing outside before, the one that's warded with a variety of different glyphs and a variety of different runes. You can see that Kythia is curled up on like a couch of sorts, and you can see that there is a large cloak that's just like been like placed delicately over the top of her.
Oh.
Oh, come, quick, wait. I figured out something about the mirror room, and it's very, very important. Do you want to come with? I mean, it'd be better to show you down there. I mean, unless you want me to check the shield out first, which actually probably would be a better thing, because I know most things about the shield, but I know everything about the shield.
Yes, if you could identify it, that would be useful. I'm sure it has properties to it.
Oh, yeah. No. That's what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to say is that I know things about the shield. I know some of the things that it can give you. It's incredible. Do you know that you can give people shields?
I beg your pardon?
Yeah, you can buy shields and give them to people. What is the point?
No. I mean, I know, I'm sorry. I do apologize for calling your magic lame before, because you're like godly magic, and that's not interesting to me, because everyone has a, okay, I'm really sorry. But you can cast shields on people like paladins of your order do. It's incredible. There are things about the shield which, oh, I would love to have, but the thing is that there's something more important with it. There's an important place it needs to be. Do you want me to wake her? And she points to Kythia. I mean, she's been working really hard and she's really stressed and really tired. And I'd much like it if she would stay here and actually rested because, well, I had to put the sleep on her because she kept working and wouldn't stop. And she looked exhausted, to be honest. But I think maybe we could leave her here. But if you want to talk to her, then we can talk to her because that actually, I mean, she knows things that I don't because she's been studying really hard like me.
We'll speak to her after, why don't we? Start with the shields.
Okay, right. Maybe we should go upstairs so we don't wake her because... this is incredible. You're the things, oh, come on, come on. And again, she grabs you by the wrist and almost kind of like drags you out of the door and then like up the flight of stairs. And she takes you off to a side room.
I imagine Balance is like a very anime style, like a card, like a wooden plank just being dragged with that confused, like what is happening face.
Yes. There is always a confused what is it face when Demi is around. As she drags you up there, you guys notice that it's daylight outside. It appears to be some sort of, like, probably afternoon, from a guess. You notice that Caden goes off to the school area and he turns around and says, I'm going to go check on Talis.
Okay.
Come find me. I'll come find you. Thanks. And he walks at a very quick pace that suggests he wants to be running, but he's trying to maintain some sort of dignity. And you see him go off to the side where you know that there's this kind of small school areas.
Before I leave the room, can I just like look over? Does Kythea have a ring on at all?
Kythea has her disguise is contained in her necklace. Mm-hmm. Her necklace isn't on her, mm-hmm. But you can see it like on one of the tables very close by to her.
Okay, I think Raul would just, by the sound of it, there's nothing wrong, but I think he would just take an extra look because he is what he is and she is what she is. I think that he would check and see if there's any like physical stress there, if she is being treated well, kind of thing.
Okay. It's your choice. You can either take an investigation or you can take a medicine check. The medicine check will be probably slightly harder because she is in her natural state, which is not something I guess you're used to.
Right, yeah. I'll go with the medicine.
Okay.
Because Raul's a little bit more keen to that.
Old choice.
Oh.
Damn it.
Well then.
Natural 20, 23.
Okay. Kythea... as you look at her and like, you know, just kind of, you can see her arm like trailing down one side of the sofa. You can see her kind of like her scales like luminescing. You can tell that she has suffered burns and they seem to be centered around her hands, but actually on a natural 20, you're not 100% sure. On a natural 20, you know, they're not fire burns. These are more kind of the accidents and like the skin irritations that you would get from, say, making potions. You can see that there are some pretty deep bags around her eyes. She's clearly been up a lot for a very long time. And she just looks exhausted. But other than that, you can't see any other signs that something is wrong.
Okay. I think Raul will stay back as they leave the room.
Okay. Are you staying down in this magic room? Are you going up to the kind of entranceway with everyone else or?
I'm staying like in the room with Kythea as Demi drags everyone off.
Okay. Sultana?
I'm following Demi.
Okay. All right. Good to know. Splitting the party. Woo! Okay. God, you haven't even got through like 10 minutes of the episode yet. Jeez. Okay. Demi pulls you into a side room and she gestures at the shield and she says, okay, now I can talk more freely, more animatedly. This shield, it's something to do with the intellect. People wear it and they become more insightful. They become more, no, that's not the right phrasing. Their minds need to be open to newer possibilities. They just become smarter having that shield around. And as I said before, it allows you to cast like this magic spell on people, which gives them shields. It makes them like something has reached down and put a shield around them. I think if you have it for a certain amount of time, you'll be able to unlock that ability. But Balance, you don't understand. This shield belongs on that armor stand.
No, I'm aware of that part.
You should go put it down there. when you put it on there, there is a link between that shield and that armor stand. I don't know exactly the effects, as I haven't spent a lot of time down there because I've been up here dealing with something else, and that's a whole can of worms I don't really want to get into right now. But if you put it down there, something will happen, and it's probably something to do with getting, you know, this great adventure back together.
But do you think that is more worthwhile than us wielding the shield to further enable us to get the other pieces?
Well, that's entirely up to you, but I am really interested to see what will happen. I mean, unless I have an item to put on the stand, I can't tell you exactly what it would do, but once it goes on, it looks like they all do very similar things, if not the same thing. I'm not entirely sure, but I think if you want to get your this great hero back together, then we should try it. But, well, it kind of is your job to put this person back together. I mean, if you feel that you need the shield because you're not smart enough, then fine, keep hold of the shield and do what you want with it. But, you know, this is entirely your decision, but I would like to see what it does down there.
It's possible we may be able to take it off the armor stand afterwards.
That's a possibility. I mean, as I said, until we put it on there, I'm not entirely sure, but we should. I think we should try it.
Balance is going to, in his mind, just, Monarch, any thoughts on the matter? It is your, you.
This shield is the part of me that is my brain, my intellect, my smarts. You're already quite a smart person. But the shield may be helpful. The spell within it may also be helpful. I would like to be put back together as soon as possible, but until all the pieces are together, I am going to trust you with this part of me. Please, Balance. Don't let me down again. And you feel him retreat.
Balance just looks deep in thought.
So is anyone going to tell me what happened? I mean, you suddenly appear on my transportation room like nothing ever happened. Like, boom, and there you are, and the three of you are here. What happened? What did I miss? Zoltana, tell me everything.
A lot. So, hey, Demi.
Yeah?
What do you know about Sandmen?
Take an insight check for me.
That, oh, why, hold on. That was on disadvantage for some reason.
You are still exhausted, aren't you?
All right, 4. Yeah, I have a level. I still have a level of exhaustion. I completely forgot.
She kind of like tilts her head and looks at you and she says, well, I know some things about the Sandman. I've had some dealings with them, but they tend to be never good things. I mean, most celestials should just be destroyed on sight. Not all of them. I mean, don't get me wrong. They are angels. I mean, it would be really interesting to talk to an angel. But,
yeah, we met one.
You did? Tell me everything. Tell me everything about what happened to you guys.
Well, okay, so I was trying to kill her, and then Balance said I shouldn't, so we freed her from some chains, and then she sent us here.
Demi just looks confused.
She was chained.
There was an angel that was chained. A chained. Why does that make sense to me? And you see her thinking intently, and you see a small flash of like purple in her eyes. And then after a moment, the flash goes, oh, right, yes, chained angels that are chained. Yes, I know about those. They're pretty dangerous. They can be dangerous when they're chained. I mean, they're usually surrounded by a horde of undead, and that's never a good thing because the undead are definitely not good things. That is not the natural order. Undead should not be walking this earth. But they tend to be around chained angels a lot. How did you free her? I mean, I've never heard of anyone, but then again, I don't know everything about everyone, but I know things about some angels, and chained angels are not my specialty, but Sandmen are my specialty. I know a bit about Sandmen.
Yeah, I need all your knowledge about Sandmen and I'll tell you everything I know about the Chained Angel.
Okay, right. Sandmen, they are the purveyor and walker of dreams. They can walk in dreams, much like we walk in different planes, like the Stalking and this one and then Cicero and all that good stuff. They can walk dreams like that. They are very good. They can hone in once they have a target on a specific person. And they can use that dream to access everything they know about you. They can turn it into nightmares and horrible things, but they can also use it to track you.
Fuck.
Have you heard of a spell called sending?
Yes.
I want to say no.
Balance, you know about sending?
It's a pretty common one among my people.
Well, there you go then. Oh, wait, sorry. Yes, Zoltana, you said you didn't know. So sending allows you to have a communication with someone long distance across planes. Some people, not naming any names, can do that in their dreams. And I have experience of that, not the sending. Well, I have experience of that. And when you do that, unfortunately, the Sandman gets a little bit annoyed about it. He particularly does not like it because that's like thwarting his domain because, you know, you're stepping on his toes and all that good stuff. And then they tend to like try and hunt you down and kill you.
Oh, God.
What's wrong? I mean, you're not using sending. I mean, I don't think you're powerful enough to use sending.
My wife was.
Your wife was?
Zoltana, you're terrible at explaining chains of events. Do you know that?
Fuck off, Balance.
Maybe if you line things out a little better, Demi can
my wife
properly
was
help.
Using sending, and a Sandman got pissed about it, and now I'm pretty sure he's going to go try to kill her, so I got to get to Chatvok to get some information out of Guy as soon as possible.
She kind of, like, her hands, like, they're halfway up, like she's in the middle of explaining, but they're just frozen in place. She just seems to be, like, dumbfounded and struck by what you've said. And she says, okay. I might know a thing. I might know a thing that might be able to help. I mean, I have experience. Okay, if you are experiencing your wife sending you sending, I can do sending too. I've done that before. I can try and maybe help her or stop her, but I'm afraid that may bring the Sandman on her. I don't use it very often because it makes you a huge freaking target. How long has she been doing this?
I feel like a couple of years, and the Sandman already knows.
Oh, then we need to move quickly.
Yes.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I say this like we're going to be able to go do that. I mean, you have the apocalypse to stop. There's nothing you can do to stop from having to do that. I'm sorry. That sounded really harsh, but it's kind of true. I mean, you're bound into this thing. You actually have to stop the apocalypse. I'm sorry, but your wife is part of the world. And if we don't save the world, then your wife will never get saved anyway. You understand that, right? You have a job to do?
Balance is pursing his lips.
And she just tips her head.
Zoltana punches a wall.
Yeah, I'm really sorry. I mean, I like you. Don't get me wrong. I will see what I can do, but we have things to do. I can get someone to research it. That's all I can offer. I'm sorry. I mean, there may be a chance that maybe... The thing is, I've had communication with my brother who is in the Dawn, and he has maybe a lead on another one of these relic things, but he's not entirely sure. So we need to go there and talk to him. It's not near Chatvok, but maybe we can... I don't know. If it happens to pass and it's nearby, then maybe I can make an arrangement with someone to have a look. I mean, I am the leader of the Witches Society for a reason. Maybe I can help that way.
I need to get information out of a man in Chatvok to find my wife.
If it coincides with our mission, I will try and help. How about that?
Okay.
Cool. Good. Well, it seems like we're making progress. Okay. She sits down. Okay, I need you to tell me everything.
All right. So.
To save having to recap everything we just did, are you telling her everything? Is there anything you are leaving out?
Everything? I'm not going to mention the necklaces.
Mm-hmm.
Are you telling her about Cal?
The sword?
Cal's pretty visible.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, the sword is visible, but it just looks like a great sword, man.
Oh, no, I would be telling her about the sword.
All right.
Okay.
So you are not telling her about the necklaces. Anything else you guys aren't going to tell her? Okay, I'll take that as a no then.
Yeah.
Zoltana.
Oh.
Yeah.
Zoltana would probably tell the story about what Elise said that got them to go to the thing. So she would say the name of that wizard. His name, okay. Casey forgets.
Dachin,
yes.
For those of you who like to spell things, I write them phonetically. It's D-A-E-C-H-I-N. Okay. So, because I need to make notes of the things that you have said and things that you've avoided saying. Okay, are you telling her everything that you saw in the vision about Aima as well?
We had a vision about Aima?
Yes, yeah. Literally held Aima's book. It was very important to Raoul. I can't believe you forgot.
I can't believe you hopping. You're always hopping on me about forgetting what happened in the last episode.
And that was not the last episode.
This was, to be fair to us, sometime in the recording. Yeah, are you including that as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I think it's relevant to her.
Now who has a goldfish memory?
Still you.
Okay. No, that's true.
Okay. All right, I'm going to say it's probably going to take a few hours to, like, maybe an hour and a half or something to recite everything that happens. She doesn't interrupt you. She lets you talk without interruption. At one point, you see her create a small notebook and she begins to write in them furiously, still looking at you, but not looking at her notes. Rorschach, what are you doing?
I'm going to gently shake Kythea awake.
Okay.
Hey.
All right.
Hey, Valanda.
Hey.
While we're telling the story,
yeah,
can I try attuning to the shield to see if it's something I'm capable of using?
Are you proficient in shields?
I am not.
Mm-hmm. You can still attune to it. However, attuning in this world, I would like to say, requires a long rest.
Oh, fuck. That's a lot longer than the normal. Okay.
Yeah, to be honest, like, with the intensity of what these can do, not particularly, like, meta-wise, like, shock talk, what some of these can do would take you a long time to figure out what they do. Other stuff, I'm perfectly happy for you just to pick up and learn, like you did with the necklaces. But these are particularly important because they are monarchs. Can I give you anything?
You can use a short rest to learn the properties of items.
Sure. Are you taking the lead in telling the story, or are you going to try and attune to the shield?
I'd probably would be taking the lead.
Okay.
Because balance is the one with the better intelligence.
Yeah. In that case, yeah, it's still going to take you a long rest to attune. But I will offer you something when you come to do it.
That's fine.
Because you have Brain Friend, and Brain Friend's item is literally in your hands. Okay, just remind me about it when we get there.
Am I getting an echo from Marnak? Like, when Marnak says something, do I hear it twice now?
No.
It's like having two speaker phones.
Oh, you've suddenly gone from mono to stereo.
No, mono to stereo, Marnak.
No, that shit is not happening, okay? You're not getting Marnak in stereo. Fuck that.
Surround sound.
Marnak in stereo is my favorite 90s grunge band.
Oh, mine too.
No.
There's the blooper.
There's the blooper. Okay.
As you were.
I'm going to deal with Raoul first because you guys are going to take a lot of time talking.
That's fine.
So, and then she'll interrupt you with she'll follow up with some questions. Okay. Raoul, you are waking Kythea up?
Yeah.
Okay. You shake awake the tiefling and her eyes kind of like flicker open. And she says something that you don't quite understand.
Hi.
Hi. What's going on?
Hey, everyone. We just got back a little sooner than we expected to be. Everyone is upstairs with Demi. She's probably picking their brains.
Yeah, probably.
Are you okay?
I'm just a little tired. Working with Demi is, it's a unique experience. She's had me doing things and working me quite hard, but...
You are making potions? And he gestures to her hands.
Oh, she sits up and like kind of like the cloak that was on her falls down and she's wearing her normal street clothes. She looks at her hands and looks from side to side as if she's looking for the necklace and her eyes fix on it and she takes a deep breath. Yeah, she's got me making a potion for someone. It's some sort of curing potion. She said it's really important. So I'd finished all the infernal translations of what she was after, and she asked if I could make this potion for her, and I did. So, but things are good. I'm okay. Are the rest of you okay? I mean, where is everyone? I mean, are you okay?
We are fine. As fine as I guess we can be with all that is going on. Wasn't an easy trip, but we made it.
That's good. Did you get the shield?
Yes, we have it. I think they are going to take it somewhere.
Yeah. We found it. I helped to find out some more things about the armor stand. If it goes on there, something should happen to anyone in that room. We just don't know what.
Okay, I will keep that in mind, I guess. You can get back to sleep. I just wanted to make sure that you are okay and, you know, if anything is wrong, Don't be afraid to come to me.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And she smiles at you and then like lays her head down. And as she closes her eyes, she says, is Balance okay?
He's fine.
You see her smile again and she pulls the duvet over her head. Sorry, the cloak over her head. And she seems to settle a bit down to sleep fairly quickly.
Okay, I'll step quietly out of the room and meet back up with everybody.
Okay, you come back up as Balance is launching into the explanation of what's going on. And once he hits the end of it, I assume everyone probably sitting at some point in this little room, Caden has popped back in and you can see that his eyes are slightly red, but he seems to be much happier than he was before. And she looks up and she says, okay, so I want to talk about the sword. Oh my gosh, that sword is so freaking cool. You have a sentient sword. Ah!
yeah.
I mean, what's it like?
Pretty cool, actually, I think. Cal is freaking awesome. But also, it's a little tiring using him. But he also gets, like, kind of pissy if I use other weapons.
Yeah, that's a common trait of sentient weapons that I've heard about. Yes, they're usually very singly devoted to things, or they definitely want you to do a particular thing, or they just don't care about anything, or they just have this very irritating knack of just talking over and over and over.
Right, he used to be a Valkyrie's sword.
Yes, yes, I know you told me. Well, Balance told me.
Right. Anyway, do you want to meet him?
That's, oh, yes, yes, I would love to meet this sword.
Let me ask him real quick if I can let you, Balance!
Have you ever heard the phrase, the immovable object and the unstoppable force? I feel like this is a really bad combination. No offense, Demi. Maybe.
Hey, I don't want to be rude.
I think that Demi is an adult woman and she can fucking handle herself with a talking sword.
Yes, yes.
Just because you two fuckers can't doesn't mean that Demi can't.
I would love to meet this sword. This sword sounds incredible.
Balance is...
Right?
There's so much he would know. There's so much that I could learn from him.
Oh, no.
Zoltana puts her hand on Cal's hilt and goes, in her mind, hey, Cal, would you mind if I let my... Hey, Cal, would you mind if I let my friend Demi hold you for a sec?
You want the witch to wield me?
But she just wants to meet you. She's, like, very interested in you as like... The fact that you're a sword and you're sentient and you're freaking awesome. She's a fan.
Roll a charisma check.
Balance is very awkwardly raising the shield in a very weird way to try to defend himself.
You don't know how to use a shield. You're just like holding it like slightly
ajar. I'm like holding the edges of it like, this is bad.
8. Cool.
I've decided to align myself with you. I would prefer not to meet the witch.
All right, well, that is your choice, and I will respect it. And she takes her hand off the hilt, and she goes, sorry, Demi, he does not want to be wielded by anyone but me.
Oh, so that's also a really common thing that happens among sentient swords. They tend to bond with their user, especially if they like their user or their user's like goals are in line with theirs. I can totally understand. Please, please thank him for at least considering or maybe not considering. I mean, I don't know if he's rude or anything.
No, he's chill.
In fact, don't worry about it. He's chill. Cool. Oh, man, I wish I had a sentient
sword. Just don't try to talk with him with telepathy. He doesn't like that, apparently.
Yeah, well, that's because that's rude.
I agree.
You butt into our conversation. Without our permission. Well, that was rude.
No, in the situation, that was pretty called
okay,
for.
Okay, I'm not done. I have so many more questions. I have so many more questions. I'm sorry. We don't have a lot of time because there may be a thing I need. Now you're back, I can actually make you all do a thing now and then we can go do a thing and we can check out a thing and another lead that I possibly have. But I'll get that in a minute. You have other magical items on you.
I guess the shield.
No, I'm talking about the tall elven one. You have other magical items on you. I'm seeing two. I'm seeing abjuration magic.
You and I will have a discussion about that private later.
No, wait, Balance. You're carrying magical items and you're not telling the group about it.
It's personal.
What's that about?
Okay, that's fine. We
don't have anything personal in the group. I thought that, how can I trust you if you don't tell me about what magical shit you're
Sultana,
carrying.
There are sometimes things that people like to keep private.
I know about that.
You want to keep things private?
We apparently don't have secrets because he fucking shoved his way into my brain to find out about my past. So I don't think we should have that. I think this is my revenge a little bit.
Are you done?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. We can talk about that later. I definitely want to have a look at those. They are very, very intriguing and very, very powerful. Do you know how powerful? Sorry, we will talk about that in a minute. All right, I have more questions. This book that you had a random vision from, do you have it? Can I look at it? Will you let me borrow it? Is that the book that we were looking at earlier? Because I can't actually translate
yes,
that.
Yes, it was.
So I need to get that to someone else.
It was the book from earlier.
Some of those things that you said, strength of mind,
mm-hmm.
That actually has something, it may be relevant to something that my brother found.
I thought about it when I left. After the vision, I remembered things that I heard Bogram talking about.
Who's Bogram?
He's a friend of mine.
Oh, okay, that's irrelevant. What are your thoughts?
Do you know what the fourfold is?
Of course I do.
Yes, well, you probably went through there to get to the thing. The fourfold, their leader, Balance, you asked if they had some kind of magical artifact or anything. I don't know if it's an artifact, but I remember them talking something about a hammer. It is something about a magic hammer.
That is kind of important.
Well, you know, I didn't remember it at the time. It wasn't fucking important to me when I heard it, so...
A hammer.
You,
that brings a bra.
You both had mentioned it when we were here last, yes. I believe Kythea had said something about a hammer.
Should be with Kesa. She's, is that how
Kesa.
You say it? Kesa?
Did you, Kesa. And you see her face kind of look very perturbed. You can see her serious face coming back on as she begins to like mull things over. And she's like, my brother will have more information on Kesa. Kesa, the Lodge, and the Fourfold, they're all linked. He will have information. We have to get there. I will make arrangements. We have to get there. This is all linked. The Lodge, Kesa, the Hammer, that mirror room, they're all linked. We need to go there. To my brother. He knows all about this. He knows more than I do. Sorry. We should just carry on. I don't think there's anything else. You did mention a wizard, right? A wizard named Dacian? Dacian used to be one of our order.
I'm sorry, what about Dacian? Dacian?
Were you not paying attention when I was talking earlier?
Oh no, he was worried about hiding the fact he had the, you know, the necklaces. But that doesn't really matter. We'll move on and we'll get past that. Yes, Dacian the Wizard. He used to be one of the Witches Society members. He actually was in line for the job that I have, but he stepped down and then I got the job over someone else who was far less qualified than I am.
He had something or other to do with the cave where the shield was. That's something. Elise mentioned something about him to me.
Can
you remember the name Dacian?
Elaborate any more? This is kind of important.
No.
Dacian has something to do with the mine. An old half-elf wizard has something to do with a mine where a shield named Knowledge was. I don't understand.
I remember that Elise said something about him in relation to maybe how she heard about the mine. Or something, in some relation, when she was telling me about the mine, she mentioned his name.
Oh, just as the teller of tales. Dacian knows a lot of things about a lot of things. He's a little bit of a bard between you and me, which is actually why he would not have been particularly good for the job, because he's over-charismatic and doesn't think things through properly, and he doesn't investigate. I am not going to speak ill of a former member, because so far as I know, he's still around somewhere. Maybe, possibly.
I haven't seen Dacian since my birthday.
Happy birthday. When's your birthday?
No, the incident with my birthday, the 50 years ago.
That's a really long time not to have seen someone.
Yes, well, he was, at my party, I recall. I think he was actually the one in charge of doing the entertainment. Where is he right now?
I don't know. I mean, he was going to get this job and then he stepped down and said he had other things to do. That, and I think he may have possibly been booted out between you and me. But I don't really know. I just know that I have the job instead of him.
Can you find him? I have questions.
Probably not on my to-do list. I think I'm more worried about, you know, ending the apocalypse than some shitty birthday you had.
Fair. Thanks, Zoltana. I appreciate
it. No, that's not Zoltana laughing. That's Casey laughing.
No, nope, that's in character now. You did it.
Oh, in that case, oh, shitty birthday's an understatement.
Huh. Okay, well, maybe we'll get into that later. Okay, so I'm going to go talk to Lindgren. Actually, that's not right.
Tell him I said fuck you.
Oh, I would do that, and I would have great pleasure delivering that line, but I actually need to have a professional working relationship with the guy, so I'm not going to do that.
Lame.
Maybe I should make Caden do it. And Caden's like shaking his head at the back of the room, like, no, I don't want... Maybe one of you guys should do it, because you guys were there.
Oh, I would love to go see Lindgren.
See, we have a volunteer. Excellent. You can go speak to Lindgren and you can tell him everything that happened and tell him that I will need to have a word with him tomorrow and that I possibly have a lead for the next thing that's going to be happening.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly. I mean, yes, I have a lead. Anyone
All right.
who's looking at her can take an insight check.
Sure. And I have my aura sight.
Of course you do.
8.
Crit.
Four, oh, 14. Wow.
Nat 20, 22.
God damn it. You can tell. Ooh, this is interesting, actually. Okay. When you look at her intently, when you are genuinely focusing on all the little things that she does, the little tells, the auras and the colors that you see, your eyes kind of shift out of focus for a minute. And you see that she is hiding something. There is more to this traveling onwards to the next place than she is telling. There is something she is keeping to herself. She's not outwardly deceiving, and generally you do need to be going where she thinks she needs to be going. You get this from her, but she's also hiding something. You can also pick up, when your eyes shift out of focus slightly, that there is a very dark black aura taking up one lobe of her brain. And then your eyes shift back into focus and you can just see her normal auras. That is what you see. On a 14, Zoltana, you get that she is hiding something. You just don't know what. And unfortunately, on an 8, you get a dickle.
Mentally noted, filed, will be discussed privately.
Excellent. Okay, right, so I'm going to go prepare. One of you go talk to Lindgren, tell him everything that happened. Tell him that I will be over to speak to him shortly, but I need to prepare some things. I need to go to sleep.
I volunteer.
Sure, do whatever you want. Mother's drunk. And she leaves the room.
Well, can you, Raul, please go with her?
Hey, maybe I should just go alone.
Well, Lindgren hates you.
Yeah, Raul, you going alone would be worse than me going alone.
Well, I mean, at least I won't kill him.
Balance is going to follow after Demi while they're discussing.
But he might kill you. Well, let's just you and I go. It'll be fine.
Okay.
I promise I won't kill Lindgren.
Balance, what are you doing?
Balance is walking out of the room.
He's following Kythia.
Demi.
Sorry, Demi. He's following Demi.
Okay.
He's going to go have a moment with his girlfriend.
Maybe after.
Maybe after. Who knows? Caden looks at the pair of you and he says, "Are you sure you two want to do this? I can do this. It's not a problem. I mean, it is kind of my job. I assume you have other things to get on with before we have to move. I don't know how long she's planning on leaving us here, but knowing Demi might be off in an hour or tomorrow. I don't really know. But
actually, I am freaking exhausted." So maybe, Caden, you could go do it.
I will go do it. Caden, go.
Caden, please go with Raul. I am genuinely worried about Caden and Raul being alone. Not because I'm worried about Raul, but because I'm worried that Lindgren is going to hurt him.
Caden, go see your daughter. If you want to meet up with me later, I will be back at the monastery probably. I will buy everyone dinner, whoever wants to come.
I am not letting you go alone to see fucking Lindra and
I would like you both to roll persuasion rolls.
5.
This is not gonna go well because I'm exhausted. 14.
I'll go with you, Brad. Don't worry. I I just popped in to see Taylor's, and she's in school. I can't really until she finishes. So I'll go with you.
Okay.
Cool. I'm gonna go nap at a place. So come wake me up after, and I'll take you up on that dinner offer.
Okay, that is fine. I have to talk to Bogrim, so I will probably do that beforehand. And
why don't you go talk to Bogrim now, and I'll deal with Lindgren. We can all meet back up at the monastery after.
I'm in no hurry. Bogrim can wait. He doesn't even know we're back.
That's true. Okay. We have a plan. I like it. Let's go then. No time like the present.
When Balance leaves the room in the mental link that we all have, he's gonna say to everyone else, "In regards to the necklaces, I intend to speak with you all about it. The reason why I didn't discuss it openly is because I need to judge some things with Demi."
Zoltana says in her mental link, I figured, I'm just giving you shit.
And the other thing is regarding the shield, I intend to put it on the armor stand, but first, again, I need to judge some things with Demi.
Are you sure? Because I could teach you how to use it.
If something were to happen to us on the road, I would feel more comfortable in the afterlife knowing that at least one of the pieces was already completed.
Kythia said something was going to happen when the shield was put on the thing, just so you know.
We'll talk about it when I come back.
Okay, I'm going to go nap, so if when you get back, one of you just wake me up.
Will do. And then Balance closes off the link and follows after Demi.
Just before, just after you follow Demi down, you get a message from Caden, basically saying that dinner is on Raoul at the monastery later this evening, and he wants to see you there.
Oh, great.
Cool.
Free dinner sounds good to me.
Excellent. We get to have a three-way split of the party. All right.
Is it a three-way? Oh, yeah. Well,
yeah.
Zoltana's sleeping.
All right.
You don't have to deal with me.
No, we totally do, my dear, because everyone has stuff, right? Who would like to go first?
I'm rolling a d20 to determine what thing we do.
Okay. All right, let's, because you rolled, let's go for Raoul-Jack and Caden.
Well, everyone else. Oh, okay.
See that? You rolled, man. Let's start with you. You and Caden make your way back to the prison. As you're walking through the streets, it is daylight. Everyone is aware of who you are and what you've supposedly done. You meet a lot of hostility, but every time they come near, Caden puts his hand on his sword and stares them down or tells them to back off. He is taking none of their shit today. You eventually arrive at the prison. You get let in fairly quickly, and before you, there is Lindgren. What are you including in your report?
I'm telling him that we have one of the things that we need, and that we are finding information. We are in the process of gathering information to figure out where the other one is. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like it is down in the Dawn. I think that's pretty much the gist of all that Raoul is telling him.
Nothing fancy, just the bare facts.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. You see Lindgren steeple his fingers together and look up at you from his seated position. Well, it appears that you are of some use after all. How do you intend to get to the next place?
Well, we have to find it first. I think Demi has a lead with someone that she knows. Brother, I think she said.
Yes, her brother is an interesting one. Hopefully he'll teach you a thing or two about muscling up for this job. Tell me, Raoul. What do you expect to do once this business of the apocalypse is done with?
If I am not dead, what am I free to do?
Well, one can only hope that you'll get yourself in trouble again and end up at the end of the hangman's noose, but I can only hope you're that stupid. In theory, and he looks over at Caden with a bit of a... annoyed reluctance. You are free to do as you wish. Where would you plan on going?
Somewhere quiet. I don't know. I don't think that's far ahead.
That's blatantly obvious, so you wouldn't have been caught. When this is over, you would find it in your best interest not to settle back here in Falsum.
Or what?
You see him look down at some papers on his desk. He seems to be reading something and he looks back up. Or you find some other crimes attributed to you. And I would love, love it to put those on your head.
I'm afraid I don't know what you're talking about.
You see him look down again and look back up. There was a certain young man. There are certain witnesses. Certain guards have more than happily told me of what you have done. I give this to you as a fair warning. I'm a fair man. Leave. I shall decide if I shall grant Demi's request or not when I speak with her. Go.
Yeah, Raul turns around and promptly leaves.
Caden goes with you. And as you guys make your way back through the streets, he says, Raul, what is he talking about? What boy? What young man?
You remember the fourfold?
Of course.
Apparently he's digging up all the dirt from there.
Oh,
that is all.
The thing that we... Oh.
The one. Well, you know, all that happened more than once, but...
More than once? He looks genuinely surprised.
Accidents. You know.
Yeah. I'm sure. Well, we've done what we needed to. I'm gonna go check on Talis. Where are you gonna head to? Are you going straight to the monastery?
Yes. I will go talk to Bogrim, and hopefully after that go upstairs for dinner, if everyone wants to go there. You might want to stay out of, you know, the underground, but I will be up eventually.
Okay. No worries. I guess I'll see you then.
Okay.
And with that, he takes off in the direction of the Witches Society, and you make your way towards where you assume Bogrim would be. Which is where?
The Fourfold.
Cool.
The monastery.
I don't know. You may be going to his house. You might be going back to your house. I don't know. I just want to check. All right. We are going to phase across in time. We are going to be visiting Zoltana.
Oh, sweet.
You put your head down and go to sleep, I assume. Or are you doing something else?
No, Zoltana's going to go just like fucking crash, honestly.
Okay.
It's definitely, she's fucking exhausted.
She is. She literally has exhaustion.
She literally has one level of exhaustion.
Yay. Okay.
On a scale of one to... How many levels of exhaustion are there before you die?
Six.
On a scale of one to six, one might say she's a one.
She's a solid one. Okay. All right. You sleep. Everything seems fine. Everything seems to be A-OK. You dream of something utterly benign. You walk into a shop and suddenly there is a horse in there. You walk into like the back room of this place and outside you see a ginormous turtle pulling a carriage instead of the horse. As you wander around, you become aware that there are a lot of random animals here. They all seem to be taking the places of other people, other creatures. You see things like miniature lions flying around instead of birds in the sky. And then you feel blissfully nothing. You feel very, very much at peace. You feel very much at peace. You feel very serene, as if everything that you have been through, all of the emotional onslaught that you've had from meeting up with Elise once again, of fighting or not fighting in the case, the Celestials, of gaining Kalimmon, of solving the puzzle to get past the waterfall, of destroying all those eggs, of freeing the chained angel, you feel stronger. You feel your connection to Tyr much, much deeper. And then you wake up, maybe a few hours later, completely rested. And meta-wise, you have leveled.
And my exhaustion gone?
Your exhaustion is gone.
Yes, finally.
You haven't slept for 8 hours. You haven't even slept for six more. Three or four, but you feel some definite change inside yourself.
Cool. It's not what I thought it was going to be. But
you're welcome.
Are my dudes, my boys are still not around, right?
They are still not around. Your dudes, as you call them, are not there. Your bros are not around. Yeah, your boys are not
there. Zoltana's boys. Is there a temple of Tyr in town?
There is in most towns, not villages specifically, but mostly in towns, especially one like this, there tends to be a temple dedicated to the triad, to Ilmater, to Torm, and to Tyr.
I'd like to go there.
Okay. You make your way to a fairly small temple. It's run by a single priest and he's wearing the robes of Ilmater. He has white robes, red sash. You know these robes very well. There doesn't appear to be anyone else here. It's the sun is setting, so you get that kind of like nice warm light coming through the windows, illuminating a stained glass window that has all three of their symbols wound together with a circle. And that plays across the ground and across the pews. What would you like to do here? Why are you here?
Well, it's been a while and she wants to, you know, commune with Tyr and, you know, just sit down, say some prayers, thank him for the fact that, you know, her wife is not dead, and pray to him for guidance in her quest to save her wife and gain vengeance.
Okay. As you sit and pray, you thank Tyr for everything that's gone right so far, even though it's not completely right. You feel that sweet release of actually connecting with Tyr himself. You feel it, you hear it. And as your eyes close, you find yourself in a light space. You find yourself in a field. Upon the road near to you, you see that there is a glowing white entity that is just too bright to look at. But you innately feel this to be Tyr.
She does that, like, getting down on one knee and bowing kind of thing, like a knight would.
You feel Tyr's warmth walk over to you. You feel a sword being laid across your neck. Just laid, not threatening. But you know he's judging you. You know he's figuring out what to do with you. He is innately studying you.
Yep.
Zoltana, you have walked the physical plane in my name. You are spreading my words to the people. You have been true so far to your vow to me. But I am not blind. Your wife is still alive, is she not?
Yes, my lord, she is.
Your vow to me means nothing now, because she is alive, and your vengeance was for a dead wife.
I still seek vengeance, no longer for a dead wife, but for a wife kidnapped, and for everything that the Double Ones have done to me and to the other people, for the people they did kill.
You seek to make a new vow.
I suppose I do.
Zoltana, your first vow is null and void, to a degree. Your new one is worldly abstract. And in performing your first vow, misguided as it may have been, because you were ignorant. You did not spread justice. You spread wanton murder. The sister of that first woman you killed was not guilty on this, and yet you slew her anyway. How do you justify that to me?
I don't know. I feel so lost.
If you turn yourself over to justice and not straight, blind vengeance, I shall continue to help you. But Zoltana, if you break this vow to me and do not serve justice, I will take my gifts from you. Do you understand?
Yes, my lord. I understand. I will be a better version of myself. I will be a better version of your justice on our mortal plane. And I will no longer blindly seek vengeance. I will think. I know it's hard for me, but I'll do right by you.
You feel the sword bear down on your neck. You feel it heavy against you, and he pushes you down to the ground.
Zoltana, your place is on the physical. But there is a fight coming. A very dark fight. I have already lost a brother. I will give you a gift so that you can fight the evil in my name. You shall be the instrument of my vengeance when it comes to it. I judge your soul to be mostly worthy. Do not let me down. And you feel the sword lifted from your neck, and you are pulled back into your mortal body. You can see, now you're here, that the priest of the triad has, priest of Ilmeza has, is cowering in the corner. As in front of you, you see a large grey wolf. You immediately know this creature. This is your steed. This is your gift from Tyr.
Hello everyone, Raal here, voiced by Neil. Thank you again for listening. If you are enjoying the show, the best way to help us out right now is by leaving a review on iTunes. We greatly appreciate those. We also greatly appreciate all of the people who have been interacting with us over Twitter. You can find us on Twitter at TLDpod. On our Twitter, you can also find a link to a Discord channel, which we have been having a blast interacting with all of you. The Lucky Die is a member of the Spark Network. You can find more information about the network at thespark.network. Go listen to the other shows on the network. They are good friends of ours. Some exciting news. We have a special episode coming up for 25 because we just like hitting milestones, celebrating them. I don't know. It's special. You'll enjoy it. Look forward to it. Again, thank you so much for listening. Tell a friend about the show. It would mean so much to us. Come hang out with us on Twitter, etc., etc. See you guys next time. Bye.
The Spark Network. Imagine what your idea can do.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.